back to the show, back to the laughs. Is that a question mark or a period?
I'm not really sure.
Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
You ever had a nickname, but just at work?
Not that you guys have told me about.
Never got out about you? No?
No.
Okay, yeah. None that jumps out to me either, but I have a friend, his name's Craig, and his coworkers have apparently called him Brad Pitt for almost, like, 15 years.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You have a friend who looks like Brad Pitt?
That's not why they call him that.
Oh. Why do they call him that?
Because he's married. It was an old boss. He's married to a woman named Jolie.
Oh.
And so it was an old boss that just always called him Brad Pitt. Because he was married to, he met Jolie at the Christmas party or whatever.
Okay.
And everybody just kind of thought it was so dumb.
Yeah.
And then it stuck.
Okay.
And yeah, she brought it up, a while back going, do you know everybody calls him Brad Pitt? I'm married to Brad Pitt. You know, she was making
And hoping for the same reaction Colleen had. If you have a friend that looks like Brad Pitt,
right.
I must leave my husband now.
Well, I mean, I would be a little irritated, single Colleen.
Didn't introduce you.
At some point.
To Brad Pitt look-alike.
Right. Sure. What would I tell him about you?
Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd be real disappointed if somebody had the nickname Brad Pitt and they didn't look like Brad Pitt.
Okay.
In meeting them.
You would?
Yeah. I mean, I get the story, but it's like, come on.
Come on. What? What?
I mean, are you going to tell him? I'm sorry. My friend Ken said that you were called Brad Pitt. I was under the presumption you look like him. You do not. Thank you for the meal. I'm out.
Okay. I could see her being like, well, he doesn't look like Brad Pitt, but he is hot. Mm-hmm. I could see you doing that, too. Okay.
So superficial.
Yeah.
My goodness.
280-1025. Just were curious. Did you ever get a nickname just at work? Did it get out?
Mm-hmm.
Take off other places? Because we're not going to start calling him that, by the way.
No.
We just told him. We were like, by the way, we're not.
No.
Right. No.
That'd be no.
Now, what's your reason for no? Because my reason is that you don't give him that credit.
No. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not. It's okay.
Right. Yeah.
If it was a good, better story, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. We'd run with that forever.
But just my ex-boss's last name, his name is Jolie.
My friend's wife is Jolie.
Gotcha. Sorry.
And so the friend's boss, mm-hmm. who's not even there anymore.
Yeah.
Calling him that after he met her once or whatever. So it's not even that good of a story. But if it was a great story, we'd steal it and stick with it and run with it forever. Lewis in West Des Moines. All right, Lewis, what is it?
Yeah, so I love a muffin in the morning. It's like my go-to breakfast. Delicious, satisfying, keeps me held over. And so it kind of led into everybody at work calling me the Muffin Man. And that recently got shortened to muffin. And I'm kind of cool with it. So it's pretty funny. Everybody laughs. As long as it never leaves the workplace, though, I think I'll be good.
All right, muffin.
So it hasn't gotten outside of work. Your best friends for life don't know it yet.
No, not yet, and I think I'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah, I would too.
Calling me that.
I would too.
I hope it gets out right now.
Muffin.
All right, Muffin.
That's funny. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a good one, Lewis. Bye.
Fact. Kurt once crashed into the Valair Ballroom. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.